This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Well, hello and welcome along to the podcast. Alpha Bucks, your letter tomorrow is W for whiskey.
Okay.
Whiskey.
I feel like that's a great letter to have.
You're saying what weird Quebec? I think they won it last time we had whiskey. Or was it Quebec? It was either Q or W, but it was like they either came close. Or
yeah.
One or the other. But yeah, these ones are great ones because it's limited options. You don't have to think too hard because there's only one answer normally for the question. And your question today and the answer we're going to give them is, name me something you would find in the classroom starting with W. Oh, yes. I love it when you are confused a little bit.
I was going to say whip, because back in the day, kids got
Maybe
caned.
Cattle school, you know, teaching kids how to be like cattle farmers, maybe.
But obviously it's 2022.
I don't want to do whip class. I don't want to do whip, crack a whip. No, you have to, kids.
God, W.
Well, if it's anything like my teacher, probably would find a glass of whiskey. But the answer we're looking for is whiteboard, world map,
yes,
or watercolors. All great options there.
Good options.
Great
than
options. Whip. Yeah, well, yeah, we won't take whip. Unless you can prove it. It depends how kinky your classroom is. Maybe it's something like that, you know.
Depending what you're learning
like
about.
Like a bondage class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teaching people how to bond. That sounds wholesome.
That does. It's not, but it is when you word it like that.
Bringing people together.
How are you going to go with Hanson tonight, by the way? And how are you feeling?
I feel like, you know, when you're running on empty, but it's excitement empty.
Yeah, so, like that last hurrah, last wind.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
And I feel very, very elated.
Yep.
And excited and tired. I'm going to have a quick kip.
You're going to have a long kip, I reckon. Yeah. That's okay. You're allowed to have a long kip when you got a long night coming up.
But, oh God, they're just so good. All these years later, because I was genuinely worried that, like, you know how
they'll be shit live.
Yes, because obviously I've never seen them live.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was worried because I was like, they're going to be playing a lot of their new music and I'm stuck in the 90s. I'm a 90s fangirl. All their new stuff was so good. It was so, so good. So, yeah, I'm going back for more, baby.
Have you listened to the new album?
Red, Green, Blue?
Yep.
Yes, and my favorite song is the Isaac song because they sing songs each. So Zach will do a song that's specifically Zach. Taylor will do a song that's specifically Taylor. And Isaac will do one that's specifically him, which I love that because typically artists will go be solo artists and leave the band, whereas they've done that together.
And Friday's Live, just quickly as well. Who's your favorite act out of Friday's Live? Macklemore, surely.
Macklemore, yeah, hands
but
down.
Honorable mention, Fat Man Scoop.
Taking his shirt off.
Well, just that whole moment, like that crowd needed to be lifted right before TLC, and he certainly lifted.
I was thinking, though, with Fat Man, he has the hardest job on Friday's Live because, like, you've got to basically wrangle a crowd of people. Half of them are
there for one particular act.
Yes. The other half are a little
getting
indulgent.
Free tickets and just, yeah.
And, yeah, he does a good job of collectively bringing people together and getting them excited.
Yeah, absolutely. When you simply answer the question, who's beeping tonight, that normally gets the crowd pretty wild. So
yeah, I saw your Insta story actually.
Yeah, I can tell you no. Not at all. Enjoy the podcast.
Not so live after Friday's Live, hey?
Not through my efforts. Let me tell you that one. Just gatekeeper when it was officially closed. Enjoy the podcast. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. If you're watching The Block last night on Channel 9, this is the moment everyone's talking about.
So, our winners for The Block 2022 are House Number 5, Omar and Oz, by Country Mile, my friend, by Country Mile.
You know what? No one believed in us.
God did.
Absolutely. I proved all the naysayers wrong. Omar and Oz join us now. Good morning and congratulations.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Oh, you guys sound like you've done a lot of interviews this morning. You sound a little bit tired.
It's been a massive couple of days.
I don't doubt it because it's kind of like The Block is meant to be a marathon effort, but it's the interviews you get through today that will really make you earn that huge prize money.
Nah, it's been good. It's been good. Thanks for having us.
No worries at all. But speaking of interviews, it seems like you guys have been almost like dragged into a room with a spotlight and put on trial today with a lot of the interviews and headlines that are coming through. A lot of people are questioning your win. That's got to feel a little bittersweet.
It is pretty disappointing. But in saying that, just so you know what, like we did win and having to like justify us winning, it's pretty disappointing. But that's what happens on auctions.
Now, obviously, a lot of people were questioning your kind of relationship with one of the bidders. But, you know, in my opinion, I don't see anything wrong with it because it just goes to show that you guys were being so proactive with getting the best cash you could on the day. Do you think that it's just because the other contestants weren't as proactive? And one thing I've always wondered about The Block is, do you think they do enough to actually bring bidders in? Like, very rarely do we hear from, like, international buyers. Like, do they market to an international market?
I think they want the real estates to kind of push all of that. I mean, the amount of advertising The Block do, I mean, it is 50 episodes at the end of the day that they go week in, week out, where they talk about the houses and how much money have gone into them. Scotty mentioned that the houses are worth $6.6 million. So anything less is a bargain. I mean, obviously, to find buyers at that level is pretty hard. But Oz and I, we didn't stop working. I almost contacted every person that I knew, and I said, if anyone has the money and is interested, can you please let them come to the place and we'll give them a tour. We had no idea Danny Wallace was going to bid. He was a late bidder, as you could see. So at the end of the day, the 100 people that walked in, we were lucky enough that three of them really wanted the place and they started out bidding.
Yeah.
We did see a couple of the couples not make any money at all yet. In your opinion, do you think that they will end up making any money from The Block with the houses on the market?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I mentioned before, The Block's in it for $6.6 million for each one of these properties. I mean, the amount of money and work that's gone into it. And the depreciation list is huge. It's upwards of 200K a year. Any good investor with that kind of money, it would literally be buying a free house in 10 years, right? So it's definitely worth it. I see them making money for sure.
Do you think that The Block is getting too big and that is why these kind of things are happening? Do you think that maybe going into next season that the contestants should maybe kind of bring the price guide down and just go back to maybe doing apartments or something?
Well, I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that they're moving back to Brighton or Hampton next season. This one was a huge one. I don't see them ever doing something like this again. It just takes a lot with tradies and after COVID and not finding material and stuff. It was a big one. I don't see it happening like that again. So they'll definitely be moving back to smaller houses next season.
Absolutely. And when do you guys get the money? And what's the first thing you're going to do with that money? Do you put it on a bed and, like, make angels in it? What are you going
to
do?
No, we came in for family. We wanted to look after our little ones, and that's exactly what we're going to do. God, coming in the future, I'm not too sure yet, but would love to continue. We did.
You guys going to be responsible. How dare you? How dare you be
I know. We have to. We've got little ones now.
Oh, God. This is why I'm avoiding it. All right. Makes sense. Omar and Oz, congratulations. Winners of The Block for 2022. And, and hopefully we'll see you pop up next season.
Thanks, legends. Appreciate it.
But there is a trend going around on TikTok where I would say predominantly Americans love to kind of hang it on us and the way they talk and try and recreate an Aussie accent.
Now, bloody Yanks.
Yeah. And every time without fail, what they do is they'll kind of try and recreate the word the way we say no.
Yeah.
So they, you know, and I kind of get it because when we say no, there is some extra vowels in there that other countries probably don't use.
Now, you and I, we don't have the thickest Australian super bogan accent when it comes to, like, versus some people. And it's funny, I can visualize the person who I know that hits that no harder than anyone I know.
I feel like I can be a bit ocker, though. I feel like I'm quite ocker.
We both have moments, but one person I'm thinking of in particular has, like, and I'm not thinking, maybe a bit Husey in a sense, but that kind
of,
like,
no.
When I go, no. And it's like almost like sounds like the crow, you know, like it sounds like a crow just kind of like, no. Like, it's a little bit like that when they say no.
No.
No. It's like, get out of here. I have my scraps crow. And it's like, no.
But it is true. Like, it's funny that I didn't actually realize that till TikTok pointed it out. Like, yeah, now I can't unhear it.
Oh, and the other one that jumped off the back of that was that you're like, if you think that's weird the way we say no, wait till you hear a kid say nah. And it's like, nah. Nah. It's like, yeah, it's so true.
But anyway, now someone has come forward. She's actually a professor at the University of Melbourne, and she's actually explained why we say no.
And there's a whole complicated theory behind it, but here's the basics of it.
But when you hear someone say no, they're going no. So it's going from an to an oh to an ooh. No.
basically, we put a few more vowels in there than we should be. And it's kind of all towards that, like, say the word rain. When, the way, like, so rain, essentially, you got ran, so R-A-N, ran, is like just a blast, ran. But when we say rain, because we've got two vowels next to each other, it turns into rain, like that. So we go rain, a little bit high like that. I'd and then we do the same thing with no with our accent. It makes us put the little, like, a little, almost a U on the back of the no. So we go no.
I have my own theory about this.
Is it because we're bogan?
No, okay. I think it's because we're lazy. So we have to add an extra couple of vowels in there just to reiterate the fact that we don't want to do something. Like, no!
You sound like a crow. You literally didn't sound like
no!
a crow. No! I think it's like, I like a fade out. I think that's what it's all about. I love a song with a fade out. I like to fade out. It's like, you know, so that's what I do. So anyway, next time American gives you some Mickey over the way you say no, just hit them back harder, I reckon. Give a Husey accent back, you know?
No!
No! No! No! No! No!
And Alan, I am a very, 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 very happy girl because not only on Friday did I live my 14-year-old's dream of meeting Hanson in person.
It was literally this time on Friday.
I can't even. Like, I've not stopped thinking about that moment.
But this is Hanson.
I mean, you didn't need, like, everyone knows Hanson.
Maybe
you didn't really need
it's
that.
Nice to refresh them, you know, just let people know, just in case. I mean, I certainly now know who they are.
But, like, for anyone that is a huge, huge fan, like, I am a super fan. I'll admit it. I'm a massive, massive fan. And last night at the concert, I got to say, I thought I had peaked by meeting them. So I thought, oh, maybe the magic might wear off now that I've hung out with the guys. Absolutely not.
Okay.
So of all the years that I've loved Hanson, I grew up in regional Australia, so it's not like they were ever just passing through town. Mm-hmm. So it was never like in the realm of possibility of seeing them on tour. So I felt like I was almost fulfilling a dream last night by seeing them live. And I wasn't the only one because Taylor asked how many people have traveled, and I reckon half the room put their hand up, and people had, like, literally driven for hours. And
regional WA represent. I've never been more disappointed in our listeners.
But, like, it was like this collectiveness in the room, right, of excitement, because my voice was genuinely hoarse this morning because I was just, it's like something came over me. It's like I reverted back to that 14-year-old fangirl. It was like, and I wasn't the only one. It was literally a room full of screaming women, like, and there was a couple of screaming men in there as well.
Oh, I bet. They're good looking boys.
But in my excitement, and I've done this before and it's so embarrassing. But anyway, so I thought I'll capture this moment on my social. So what I did was I did a quick little Insta story, but I didn't want to be on my phone all night because it was a moment. I wanted to be in the moment. I think it was like 8 seconds. And I watched it back after and oh my God.
Well, lucky you. I managed to grab the audio of it this morning. Would you like to hear it? Here it is. I don't know that song. That sounds like nothing like Mbop. What is that?
One of their
was that Where's the Love?
No. But this has happened before where I forget how loud I am. And I think I'm in a loud crowd.
Yep.
Hanson's playing. And literally, it's like I have drowned out Hanson in my story. So I've literally uploaded audio of me singing. It's like almost like I'm a cover band of the band. It was so embarrassing. But too many people had seen it. I've come too far. I've just owned it. I've just left it up there. Still up there. Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
But anyway, Hanson were really great. I did great on backup vocals too.
Oh, no. Here it is again. I don't think you did. No, listen, no. No, no.
And by the way, I'm going back for round two, baby, tonight.
Are you really?
I am really. It was, I want to relive the best moment of my life. Why wouldn't you?
Oh, it deserves that then. Hanson. Show's not sold out tonight,
it
then.
It makes the world go round. Oh, I'm sure to be sold out any moment now, especially after that.
Well,
you get a side of Carly Porch with Hanson.
Oh, what? The refunds cannot be issued as well.
Round and round. Oh.
What is your pet eating that probably shouldn't be? That random stuff. My cat Winston, he's got a weird problem where he just loves biting the handles of shopping bags and occasionally will eat a bit of it as well.
Of all the things as well, that is so inconvenient.
Absolutely. Like, we have, like, all sorts of random stuff around the house and that's his go-to. Like, to the point where Julia's like, we'll finish the shopping, bring it inside. Julia's like, make sure you put the bags away. Like, and you see Winston kind of eyeing it off going like, oh, what do you got over there, mate? Little treats for me? I'm like, yeah, the bags.
Don't worry, it's weird in my house too because Gabby eats the fluff out of stuffed toys. Like, she'll rip them open and just, she will, like, I mean, she will sit there there and eat it like she is in front of a steak dinner. It is so bizarre. it's so weird.
We've had a text through on 0800 21 300. James has said that his dog eats those rubber doorstops. Is that like the ones that come out? Just gnaws on them all the time?
That can't be good. Like, that's a vet bill down the line, surely.
Absolutely. Well, let's go to the phones. Glenn from Busselton. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, you've got a dog. What is it eating, Glenn?
My old lawnmower.
What? What? How?
Well, the lawnmower died, so the pull start on it got wrecked. So I pulled it apart to try and fix it, and I couldn't fix it.
Yeah.
So I just dumped it all on the back of my old ute, like all in pieces.
Yeah.
And slowly but surely, the little mutt's chewing it up.
just any bit of it.
I like to think it's a personal vendetta. Like, he hates that the grass is cut, so he's like getting his sweet revenge.
Yeah, he doesn't mind the lawnmower. He hates the whippersnipper, but he doesn't mind the lawnmower.
Yeah, leave that one
out
there.
That's what he's doing to the lawnmower, and he hates the whippersnipper. Jeez,
yeah.
But that'll work.
Hates the whippersnipper.
There you go. That's random. Let's go to Sarah in Busselton. What pet have you got?
Kangaroo.
Oh
wow, okay.
It eats toilet paper.
It eats toilet paper?
Yeah.
Just like
she's tall. They're not on four legs, so they can.
Yeah.
So she gets herself in the house, gets into the bathrooms, and eats the rolls of toilet paper.
Oh my god!
Just sitting there nomming on toilet paper. Wow,
that is so random.
She eats everything, but the most annoying is the toilet paper.
Absolutely.
And magazines and books and.
Does she not know
anything?
And when she eats it, does she scrunch or fold?
I haven't watched.
No, but send me a video. That's hilarious. Yeah. Let's wrap it up with Jules in Bunbury. You've got a dog, Jules?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and what is your dog eating?
It eats wood and underwear.
Wood underwear?
Okay, I'm going to leave that one. but Jules, is it anyone in the house's underwear? Like, is it only your underwear or is it everyone's underwear?
Not everybody's underwear. She actually gets it out of the washing basket and off she goes.
Wow. Funny you went to the underwear. I'm still kind of surprised by the wood. What type of wooden things is the dog eating?
Like wood that you're burning your fire, you know.
Oh, bark, just big logs.
Yeah, just sits there and chews on it.
Just consumes wood. That's you got a termite for a dog.
That's what we call her. That's her nickname. Termite.
Yeah, wow. It totally makes sense.
Just imagine if you actually gave her some pal. She'd lose her mind.
Or some wooden underwear. She'd absolutely go crazy. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. And have you been paying attention? The big season finale is happening tonight at 8:40 on 10 and 10 Play. And the host joins us now, Tom Gleisner. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan. Hey, Carly.
Hello. Now, tonight is the big season finale. And I often wonder this about the show. How much do you love it when your contestants get it wrong? Because I feel like that's when you actually get the best results. It's almost like an anti-game show.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're not doing it really for the correct answer all the time. I genuinely have no idea what's going to come at me. I sort of ask these questions and I see five very funny people die for the buzzers. And I think this could go anywhere. And it generally does.
Has there ever been a moment where you've had like legal going, oh, we can't put that to air, and you've had to fight and go, but it's really funny?
Absolutely. And there's also, of course, the reverse where you've said something and you think, I think we should remove that. There's definitely, there really should be a have you been paying attention, uncut, if we could find the phone slot. Thank you.
Yeah, put it on the podcast. Make an uncut version podcast. I know you got the actual podcast version. So that way, you know, get those downloads, mate. That's what it's all about these days, Tom.
It's absolutely. No, we'll be into that.
Yeah. Now, Tom, I understand that you are going to test us today, do a bit of a quiz on us if we've been paying attention.
Absolutely. And tonight's show is not just looking back at the week, it's looking back at the entire year.
I'm out.
So why don't we do that with the two of you now?
Okay.
We're sure your names shall be your buzzers, all right?
Okay.
Let's go. We'll start. We'll go back. We'll make it easy. We'll just go back to May. The World Health Organization declared a new global emergency. What was the virus?
Alan. Monkeypox.
You've got it. I mean, you don't
have
it. You've got it.
And hard to get rid of.
It is tricky.
Wait, is monkeypox still a thing? I know that's a stupid question, but
no, it is. But you know, I'm no doctor, but I believe if you swallow bleach, it'll clear it up. So I might
right.
have that wrong. Please check with your.
Let's get legal. Let's get legal.
Exactly. There we go. Don't swallow bleach, for God's sake. All right. In July, Britney Spears did what for the third time?
Oh, Carly.
Oh.
Got married.
She did indeed.
Hey!
But do you remember her first husband showed up at the wedding? Do you remember that?
Yes, and broke into her house. The thing that threw me, though, is I had to go, was it only three times?
Yeah, that's what.
Yes.
No. I thought it was was it her third song with Elton John?
Exactly. Well, she has that. It's certainly not a nude tweet. We'd be in double figures there.
Absolutely.
But anyway, all right, one apiece. What was the top grossing movie of 2022?
Cully.
Oh.
Cully.
Top Gun.
Damn it.
Top Gun Maverick, indeed. Did you see it, Cully?
I have not, but I've heard good things.
How did you avoid that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a life. That's not true. That's actually not true. I was binge watching the Kardashians.
Oh, there you go.
Fair enough. More important things. What about you, Alan? Were you
I know. I watched it, loved it, thought it was great. Yeah. And then when it just kept climbing up that ladder, I was like, cool, because that's what Tom Cruise needs, more money. Awesome.
Absolutely. The strangest bit, Cully, if you do get to see it, is they sort of go to war, but they never name who they're fighting. They just refer to them as the enemy.
Yep.
Well, actually, that's not true. I have seen one scene in particular on repeat that when they recreated the volleyball beach scene.
Oh, yeah. You watched that. Yep.
Yep.
But you're right. Yes. It was like an unnamed enemy, Tom.
Yes. I heard someone say, why are they invading Vermont? It was a very strange... They never actually... Anyway, we bogged out. Moving on. After 27 years, what iconic Aussie TV series came to an end in July?
Alan. Oh. Neighbours, baby.
Alan's, yes. Yes, it was cancelled. They found some old tweets from Harold, and apparently it was just unacceptable. I reckon, would I say we're all tied up?
Yeah, we're tied up. This is the decider.
Wow, okay.
This is a tiebreaker. Name the international superstar who performed pre-match at the AFL Grand Final.
Carlin.
Oh, Carly got there.
No!
Okay, well, I just actually panicked because I wanted to have a shot. So this is actually a little bit of a guess. So you might let me think. AFL. Who was in the grand final? Not this is going to help
timer
me.
Out, timer out.
Okay.
Timer out.
Okay. G-Flip.
No. Robbie Williams, Alan. Baby.
Oh.
Alan.
Yes.
Alan.
Yes.
The points are yours, sir.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Well done.
Oh,
well done.
Jeez, I've never been more angry. Yelling at the TV. Tom, we're looking forward to watching it tonight, the big season finale for Have You Been Paying Attention? Catch it 8:40 on Channel 10 and you'll always catch up on the other episodes on 10 Play. Thanks for the chat, mate.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks, Carly.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.